Coming as a sponsored program, paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome to Good Money Moves, News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I am Andy Brownell, and I am joined by Jenna Tobel, Director of Brand and Digital Member Experience at First Alliance Credit Union. Hello, Jenna.
Hey, Andy.
Last week, we had some fun with Charles Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol. What are we going to cover this week on Good Money Moves?
Yeah, we are continuing on with our holiday theme, and we are going to dig into some ways that you can celebrate the upcoming holidays that aren't going to break your bank.
I like that. I like not breaking the bank, especially.
Yes.
So a couple of weeks ago on Good Money Moves, we talked about shopping tips.
Yeah.
So what else is there to think about when it comes to money in the holidays?
Yeah, that's a good question. It feels like maybe we would have covered it all at this point, but I assure you we have not.
No, it's a pretty big topic.
Yeah, so we did discuss that on a previous episode, and there is a lot of emphasis on giving gifts. But sometimes this time of year, giving your time is better than giving a physical gift. And actually, research shows that people who receive gifts of things like experiences tend to enjoy those more than receiving physical gifts. That's an actual fact. So if you think about things, and if you think about yourself, it's like, do you ever remember any of the gifts you actually got? For the most part, no, but you remember being around the people and the time that you were there, right? So if you can kind of think about things that you can do together for the holidays instead of exchanging gifts, like getting together with some friends and doing a cookie swap, or getting together with your siblings and their kids and creating ornaments together that you can all share. Kind of think about ways that you can get your family to agree on some kind of focus that could really help everybody save a lot of maybe time and money during the holidays, because it always feels like you're short on time and short on money. Yep. Always. So, and really focus on creating memories together instead of giving physical gifts. One really interesting way that you can do this that I find fascinating, and I think I might do this with my family at some point actually, is to get everyone together and create a family recipe book. Right. And, everybody's got all those little old pieces of paper or cards that have been passed down from grandparents, or you've found a recipe somewhere and you scribbled it on a scratch paper that you refer back to over and over again. Like, take some time, maybe pick out a few of your very favorite ones, make them, bring them together for a meal, and then create this recipe book together. And there's a lot of different ways that you can do something like this. But this could be a really fun holiday tradition going forward for yourself. And it's inexpensive because you've already got the recipe. It's not like you have to pay money for it. You might have to pay a little bit of money for the things to make it. But it's pretty minimal cost to do those things. But then you can kind of just, work together to make this book and try these dishes that are almost family traditions at this point, get them together, and there's some really great like websites that you can do to help you put stuff like this together out there. It's not like you have to, put together a scrapbook of it, although you could. It could be another fun thing to do, right? Just have fun with it. Have somebody in charge of taking photos of everybody making it, or the finished dishes that you have together, or that you can then put in this recipe book. And it's just a low cost kind of memory making opportunity over the holidays that I think is just one really fun idea, right? That you could do.
Well, the idea
to
is
save
spending,
some money
while you're spending time together. And that's the whole point of the holidays, isn't it? All these things we do with the gift exchanges and everything else is to have the gathering.
Exactly.
I like the ideas. I actually know somebody who took old family recipes And they had, I don't know what they call them there. Some new device that everybody has for crafts nowadays. Click it or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I shouldn't have brought it up if I didn't know the name of it. But it allows you to do artsy things.
Yeah.
And so they were able to print all these family recipes on an inexpensive thing that they bought at the dollar store. But everybody got one of these things at the dollar store. And I think they might be like trays, something like that.
Sure.
And then imprinted these family recipes on it. And then everybody got one of those for the holidays.
Oh, fun.
I don't know if they're going to get together to make them, but it's pretty much along the same lines. Yeah. I also know of another person that they got together and they bought one of these big genealogy maps. And then they got everybody together with photographs of family members that they had. Mm-hmm. And they were able to slowly but surely put together the family tree with the old photos that everybody got.
Yeah, that's another great idea.
That would be challenging, but yeah, if you planned it ahead enough, time in advance to get people to prepare for it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Great ideas.
Well, I certainly see where the value is in this, and where it would be a blast. I mean, just the laughs you would have telling the stories would be well worth it.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Well, that holiday shopping episode a few weeks ago, we talked about games like Pass the Present. It could be fun. The dice games and the steal your gift and all those other things.
Yeah.
That you can play without spending a lot of money. I mean, that's another way you could do the same sort of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, kind of as you bring that up, it kind of reminds me of another game that you could do to just have some fun, some low cost fun that builds memories and kind of gets you interacting with your friends and family in kind of a fun and different way. It's called the oven mitt game, and it's where you have, you know, a bowl of candy that, and everyone has on oven mitts, or you could even just do mittens or, you know, something that keeps you from using your hands fully. And that person then has to unwrap the most candy in a time frame and with those oven mitts on, and whoever does that kind of wins the prize. And you can, and of course the nice thing about, you know, these games like this that we've talked about, you know, today and a couple weeks ago, is the prizes that you win and the gifts that you give in this don't have to be big. They don't have to be expensive. Really the focus of doing these is building those memories versus getting things. You know, and another way that you could kind of twist this is to have, you know, one person has to unwrap the candy and then the person next to them has to eat it. And then it's on the next person to successfully unwrap the candy and give that piece to the person next to them to eat it. So it's kind of a chain reaction game, where it's almost a team game in that way. But really it's kind of, you know, when it comes to the holidays, it can be really more about just being with each other and making those memories. And, you know, some other things to consider is, you know, cooking that meal together, or you can, you know, do a potluck style. So it's not all in one person to provide a whole holiday meal for everyone. You know, you can do food swaps. Let's say your aunt likes to make, or she's really good at making pecan pie, but you're not a baker, but you love pecan pie, but you're really good at making chili or wings, and you know your aunt loves those things. You can kind of do a food swap as a way of giving gifts. Like, you know, if there's that one thing that you really enjoy making and everybody gets really excited about when you make it, just make a bunch of that and give it to everybody. Like, it's kind of a fun way to show that you care about them and doing something that you enjoy at the same time, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, another fun activity that you and your family or friends could do together is, you know, organize a drive, a tour of all the different light displays around town, and you can kind of make it into a game, right? You can plan it out and maybe find where some of the more decorated homes are in the area. And some people will make maps or whatever, but, and then you can kind of play a game and give the homes on the tour a star rating and kind of tally those up at the end, or make some other kind of maybe scavenger hunt out of it or something like that. But it's really all about kind of getting creative with how you celebrate the holiday. And if you spend a little time kind of turning things that you maybe already do into a game and invite new friends and family to join in it with you, you can kind of start to create these new holiday traditions together that are that don't cost you a lot of money, but really do build those memories together.
Oh yeah. What our family's must do thing for Christmas every year is, no matter what happens at the end of the afternoon and into the evening, the massive game of low stakes poker has to be played.
Oh.
And this started eons ago. My great aunt, who never married and never had children, would come to our home and spend Christmas with our family every single year. And she would bring over her big suitcase home gambling kit with all the roulette wheel and
play
craps. And she would teach all the children how to gamble. That was what Aunt Val brought us for Christmas. And she would give each of us a sock that had, 100 pennies in it. And that would be, so a dollar's worth of pennies would be her gift to us. And we would spend hours and hours just gambling. And so that's morphed into the end of the day low stakes poker match, which always ends up with great stories about the past and, new memories too, because, mm-hmm. get together and the jokes fly and people say silly things. And the next thing you know, you have memories for the next year to laugh about.
Yeah. That reminds me of when I was younger we had a family member who would always bring bingo for the kids to play, and then you would win just like little white elephant type gifts if you got bingo. And it was, there's a lot of really creative and fun ways to just kind of build traditions in the family and for all ages too, right? I mean, you can focus some things on the kids and you can focus some things on the adults or a blend of those things, it's all about getting creative.
All right.
And having fun at the same time.
We do have to take our break, Jenna. Already that time. We'll come back in just a few moments with more of Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Make the season
with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues, another holiday themed program today. Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union is with us, and I think we're kind of hammered the point home during the previous segment that it's not the gifts and the presents that you really remember from the holiday. It's the people you were with and the memories that you create by getting together and sharing the memories of the past and the previous good times. That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It is. Gifts are fun to buy and they're fun to exchange. And it's always great to see somebody's face light up when you get them the perfect gift. But there are definitely a lot of other ways that you can celebrate the holiday season together, right? And a really good way to do that we haven't talked much about yet is giving back to the community. It's an important thing to do, right? And, other things you can kind of do is see, if there's kind of some volunteer activity going on around the holidays that you and your friends or family can participate in. Maybe check out the local food shelf. Is there any help that they need preparing meals? Is there a community dinner going on somewhere that you can help out with? Another thing you can do is things like visiting local assisted living and facilities. And obviously, depending on policies these days, it's hard to kind of know what some of those are, but you can spend time kind of visiting with the residents there. A lot of times those people don't necessarily have family close by or family that comes and is able to visit them during the holidays. And so having somebody come in and just stop by to chat or play a card game can really make all the difference for them. Definitely call around and see what their current policies are. But most of those places have some kind of volunteer coordinator that can help. There's all kinds of nonprofits here in our area that need volunteers all of the time or maybe need supplies for things or funding in some way. And so you can, donate a little money or donate your time to different charities is a really great holiday tradition to start for yourself And it's kind of, it's almost more of a gift to yourself, because doing those things is extremely rewarding, not only for yourself and for the people who are on the receiving end of that.
And as we were talking about last week on Good Money Moves, everything you described is very un-Scrooge-like.
Un-Scrooge-like, yes.
Very opposite.
Absolutely.
Of Scrooge.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, don't be Scrooge.
Well, we've been talking about some great ways, alternative and unique ways to celebrate the holidays. But you also pointed out that, you know, the gift giving is a big part of it as well. So if we're trying to get through the holidays on a modest budget, or what can we do then? Instead,
yeah, well, I don't want to, let's not leave that out of the conversation. You know, like I mentioned in our previous kind of holiday episode, you still have to start by setting that dollar limit on gifts, right? And kind of know what your limits are and be okay with them. And if things are really tight, you can still find ways to have fun with gift exchanges, right? You just have to get creative, right? You know, and I mentioned in the episode a couple of weeks ago about, you know, giving white elephant gifts, or, you know, there's a thrift store shopping challenge that you can take on as a family to see, you know, if you can find some cool stuff at the thrift store and save some money that way. But some other things that you can do is maybe something like challenge everyone who is in your gift exchange to get, they can only buy 3 items and it has to be from the dollar store and that's it. So you can, you know, see what you can create with those 3 items, really make it a fun challenge. And then kind of when that gift exchange happens, everyone picks a name from their hat and the creation or the basket of things you've found at the dollar store goes to that person. Or you can kind of do it in reverse and have someone in mind that you have to shop for and try to pick out things that you know they would like or want that you find there. And again, this is just a fun way to not spend tons and tons of money on gifts.
This is how you create the white elephant gift as well.
Right, for next year. Yes. Yes, yeah. Oh, but you could do things like, if you know they like a certain kind of snack or a certain kind of chip or a certain beverage, or, you know, you can do low cost things like that, that show that you know that person, you care about them without having to spend hundreds of dollars.
Right. You know, I know families where they set a limit, $20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can get a gift, but you can't spend more than $20 or more than $10, whatever the amount you want to set it at.
Yep.
And whatever it may be, put some thought into it, but that's all you can spend.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no right or wrong kind of dollar limit to set on it. It's whatever makes the most sense for you and your family and or a group of friends that you're doing a gift exchange with. You know, another thing that you can do is give what are called whole family presents, right? So it's just a basket of goodies to an entire family, you know, mom, dad, and kids. So it's kind of family-based activities or gifts that everyone in the family can enjoy or that they can enjoy together, like board games or, you know, snacks or a movie or, you know, stuff like that, yep. That it can bring them together as a family and do something fun after the fact as well. So there, again, it's all about being creative. But before you can get creative, you have to know what your budget is. So I'm going to go back to that. Really, when it comes to gift giving, knowing your budget and sticking to that dollar limit is what's going to be really important. And then prioritizing the people on your list based on that particular spending amount is really how you can still give good gifts on a small budget.
Very good. We'll continue with Good Money Moves in just a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Naughty or nice this year?
Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, Good Money Moves. Talking about the, well, I don't know, a frugal holiday, ideas for having a frugal but meaningful holiday.
Yeah.
We've talked about Christmas, but what about the next one? A week later, New Year's.
Yeah.
I know. it's not a big deal in our household, but I know a lot of people go all out for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, or one or the other.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. New Year's is definitely a big holiday for a lot of people. You know, some people like to go out, they get dressed up, they come home late. Other people like to go traveling for the New Year's holiday. But if that's not something that you can afford to do, or maybe even want to do, but you still want to celebrate, there's definitely some great options for celebrating at home in a more kind of low key, cost effective way with your loved ones or your friends. You know, you can do things like make New Year's Eve a game night and invite some people over and play some party games and have some fun foods that everybody maybe pitches in on. This is a really fun idea to kind of prep yourself for your New Year's resolutions, but you can have, a goal setting party on New Year's Eve, right? So you kind of make the whole evening centered around these goals. And so you have your friends come over with their goal planners and discuss your resolutions and kind of start planning your goals and your finances for the next year together. You can take time to even create things like vision boards where you bring over magazines or head over to the dollar store and get some cheap poster board and glue sticks and kind of do this all over snacks and, you know, whatever you choose to indulge in over the holiday. And then really, it's kind of this really great opportunity for you to kind of commit to supporting your friends and their goals for the year, and they can help support you, and you kind of keep each other accountable for the things that you say you're going to do through this activity together. So it can be a really fun kind of way to set the tone for the next year for you and your group of friends, or you can certainly do this with your family. You know, kids need to learn how to set goals too. This can be a fun activity you do to pass the night with your kids. And what kid doesn't love a good arts and crafts project like a vision board, right? Or you can, you know, completely scratch the goal part of it and just make it an arts and crafts night, right? And bring over all kinds of fun items that you can do and kind of create whatever project is you want to work on. Just lots of ways that you can kind of have fun with it. The limit is really your creativity level with what you can do. You know, I think another fun thing you can do is look for like the gingerbread house kits that were super popular over Christmas, and now the store's trying to get rid of them all, so they're on sale. You know, go buy a bunch of those and just spend time putting those together because they were cheap now to buy. And you know, another thing I've heard of is setting up treasure hunts in your house, where the host maybe has some random things hidden throughout the house and you have to go on this treasure hunt and whoever finds the thing gets to keep it kind of thing. There's just so many different ways that you can celebrate the New Year's holiday as well without breaking the bank and still have a really fun time. And you just have to get creative and, you know, again, who knows? You may create a new tradition for your friends and family.
All right. Fantastic information as always, Jenna. Yeah. And as always, I bet there's a lot more information available and you probably know where to find it. So I'll leave that up to you.
Yes. As always, you can visit our website, firstalliancecu.com, get subscribed to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice out there every week. You can also go back and listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on KROCnews.com. You can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple, Google, and Spotify podcasts. And if you love our show, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Of course, if you have any financial topics that you would like us to cover on Good Money Moves, you can send me an email at marketing@firstalliancecu.com. And last but not least, I strongly encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union so they can help you start making good money moves today.
You can even ask them what they do on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Go to bed early.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, of course, First Alliance Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. Jenna Tauble, until next week, thank you so much. This is-